All features on a part should be located with respect to a datum feature, unless the dimension between two features of the part is functionally more important. Let's first talk about the difference between continuous and datum dimensioning. Continuous dimensioning stacks one dimension right after another. This is bad for two reasons. One, it accumulates error. And two, most manufacturing machines are programmed using a datum, or a surface that represents the zero line. Datum dimensioning is where each dimension starts from a datum. This method is preferred because it does not accumulate error. An exception to this rule is if you have a dimension between two features that is very important. For example, this distance must match up with the same distance on a mating part.